Masechet Kelim, Perek Yodalid, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah says, Hakantar Shel Banai, a metal bar that builders would use to break walls. Vehadakor Shel Harash, a carpenter's spike, a tool that a carpenter would use to make holes in wood. Hare Elu Teme'in, they can become Tameh, even though they have wooden handles, they could still become Tameh because the main part is the metal. Yitdot Ohalim, a peg that's used to put a tent in the ground to hold down the ropes. The Yitdot Hamashuhot, and a surveyor's peg, which is used to measure land properly. They would use pegs hammered into the ground and then ropes in order to measure how stretched out and how big a certain piece of land was. Also, Teme'ot, they can become Tameh even though they're hammered into the ground. Pegs are not considered to be mehubad lakarka. They're not considered to be attached to the ground, where that would be automatically they would be tahor, because they're not left there permanently but are pulled out. Shal shelet shel mashohot teme'ah. A surveyor's chain can become tameh, even though it's attached to pegs planted in the ground, because it's also going to be removed. Ha'asuyala etzim tehora. But a chain made for tying bundles of wood or for measuring pieces of wood is tahor, because it does not have a name of its own. It's considered to be part of the wood, it's made for the wood, and therefore, with that name of its own, it doesn't have the ability to become tameh. Shalshelet deli gadol arba'a tefachim, the chain of a large bucket that can become tameh up to a length of 4 tefachim. 4 tefachim of the chain that are nearest the bucket can become tameh, but not the rest of the chain, because the rest of the chain is not really needed. Veshel katan asara, but the chain of a small bucket can become tameh up to 10 tefachim, because you need those first 10 tefachim of the chain. They're used when a small bucket is in existence. A chain of a bucket does not become tameh because it doesn't have a name of its own. It's tafil to the actual bucket. But when tied to the bucket, it becomes tameh with the bucket because it serves as a yad, it serves as a handle, but only part of it. A large bucket with water is heavy, and therefore it's very difficult to raise up with a long chain. So when drawing water with a large bucket, a person would normally grasp the part of the chain within the first 4 tefachim of the bucket. But if it's small, the person would grab the chain anywhere within the first 10 tefachim. That's considered to be the handle, that's the yad, and therefore those parts are like the bucket itself. Hamor shel nafahin tameh, a stand of a blacksmith. The stand where a blacksmith would put their elbows can become tameh. A blacksmith puts metal in a furnace to make it soft. To keep the fire glowing and hot, they use a bellow, which is a type of, which blows air into the fire. The stand where the bellow would rest, if it was made of metal, it has the ability to become tameh. If someone made teeth of a tameh saw extend into an opening, he attached the saw to a beam at the top of a doorway with its teeth pointed downward, then it has the ability to become tameh. Put the saw on the beam so you could use the saw by passing the wood back and forth against the top of the beam. Even though it's attached to the ground, it's not viewed as part of the ground, which would make it tahor. The owner did it, he didn't physically change the saw, and therefore it keeps its status as a movable keli, and it remains able to become tameh. Asa'amin lematan limalan, but if you attach the saw upside down, so the teeth of the saw are inside the beam, and they do not extend into the doorway, tehorah, they're pure. In this case, the saw's teeth are part of the beam, and they're considered to be attached to the ground, and therefore they cannot become tameh anymore. Behol hakisuyin tehorin hot mishel meham. All metal covers of kelim are tahor, because a cover is not part of a keli. It's identified as its own entity, and therefore it doesn't have the ability to become tameh. Hot mishel meham. The exception is an urn, because a cover of an urn is a keli in its own right. So any cover that it's its own keli has the ability to become tameh as well.